Hi, are you a product developer, an inventor, or just a creative person perhaps? You have lots of ideas and you'd love to bring some of these to market, but you just have no idea even where to start. It's keeping you stuck. Or maybe you've got questions, you've moved yourself forward a little bit, but you've got questions that are keeping you stuck at a particular point. Well, stick with me here, and I'm going to answer some of these questions that I often get from our InventRight clientele when I'm doing product evaluation calls. Hi, I'm InventRight head coach Terry O'Mara, and I've been coaching inventors in the licensing process for over 9 years. And in my experience, many inventors or creatives have some great ideas that they're not even trying to bring to market. They're not trying licensing and they're not trying venturing, and it's usually because they did some initial research and they came away with so many questions and so much misunderstanding about the process that they were just frustrated or overwhelmed by the process, and they simply decided to give up right there on the spot. Well, you know, it really is a shame when people give up on their product before they even get started with it. Because by simply getting their questions answered, they could have the types of insights that provide them with the clarity, the confidence, and the motivation necessary to really take some action. By getting these questions answered, they can start taking some simple steps towards bringing their product idea to market, and in so doing, potentially providing consumers with a great solution that isn't there currently, and beyond that, earning some additional income and maybe fulfilling a personal dream or aspiration, and that truly would be a win-win. So what are some of these questions that inventors have that might keep them stuck in the mud or frozen with uncertainty? Well, they could be things as simple as, is this a good idea? That's a pretty popular one. It could be, is this an easy industry to invent in and to get into? Maybe it's, do I need a prototype? Or is this prototype sufficient? It could be, is this marketing material any good that I have? Maybe it is this product even licensable? That's one that I hear quite often. And there are a host of other questions too. So what I want to quickly point out is that we all, of course, have different experiences and different skill sets. And what that means is that we're, even on the same subject matter, we're all likely going to have different types of questions that we want to get answered. And on an educational video such as this, I can't possibly effectively answer all of those different questions that may lead you to frustration or anxiety. But with that, I'm going to do my best. Okay, so let's quickly tackle the questions that I tend to get asked most often. And they're really two sides to the same coin, in my opinion. That is this a good product idea? And is this product idea licensable? Well, because I likely have not studied your marketplace recently, my answers are only going to be as good as the information that you provide to me. So that comes back to, have you studied your marketplace? And if so, have you found any other products out there like it? And if in fact you have, then what is your strong point of difference? What makes your product different than those other things? Of course, we want to know, what do people think of those existing products? Do they like those existing products? What do they like about those existing products? And what do they dislike about those existing products? Studying the marketplace is tremendously important, okay? But the general answer that I would tend to provide in this situation is, if you do have a product in a field where there are a lot of similar products or products that are similar in the respect that they're trying to solve the same type of a problem, number one, that's a good thing. That says that there's big market demand, right? So I like that aspect of it. If that's the case, you need to have a really strong point of difference. You need something that is going to help your product stand out above the rest. So that's an important aspect of it. And if in fact you do have a product that has a strong point of difference, is it manufacturable? And is it manufacturable at a price that is reasonable and makes sense for that marketplace. So it falls somewhere in the middle. Or if it's a low-end solution, maybe it's less expensive. Or if it's a high-end solution, it's higher in price, but not significantly higher in price. So those are some of the things that I would consider before coming back to you with an answer is this a good idea and is it licensable? Okay. So what's another question that I often get asked on product evaluation calls? Well, that would be, is this an easy industry to license into or an easy market to license into? And what I would tell you is it's nice to know that because we want to have an idea before we set our foot on this path. We go down that road, kind of what we're getting into. And the answer is not totally straightforward. There's a lot of things to consider. One of those things that I would consider is this an industry where they're used to receiving outside product submissions? Something like the toy and game industry or housewares, kitchenwares industries where they're used to receiving outside product submissions. Well, if that's the case, then I would say, yeah, it's not necessarily an easy path because there's going to be a lot of competition, but certainly there's going to be some advantages to licensing in that space. Now, the flip side of that would be, what if it is something like the apparel industry, or you've got a product for an improvement in the oil and gas industry, or in shipping, or in you've got a phone app. These are categories where they're not necessarily used to receiving outside product submissions, so they don't have the processes in place, and that can make things a bit more difficult for you in trying to get into the companies, number one, and then you might have to explain to them what you're trying to do and what licensing is about, so that can make it a little more challenging as well. Doesn't mean it can't be done, it just means that that it could be a bit more challenging going in, and you just want to know that, right? You just want to be aware of that up front. So here's some other considerations. Beyond, is it a marketplace where the companies are used to receiving outside ideas? It might be, are there trademarks and patents that are necessary in this space where IP is really important to them? Is there regulatory hurdles that need to be overcome? Regulations that you're going to have to go through testing and things of that nature in order to get your product onto the market. Well, that can make things a bit more challenging too, right? So those are some of the other considerations that you'd want to have prior to knowing, is this an easy marketplace to jump into? Another very common question is, do I need a prototype? And the simple answer to this is yes, you need a prototype. Now, just because I say yes, you need a prototype because you want to be able to convey just what your product is and the benefits of it. But the real question is, what type of a prototype do I need? Okay, so different types of prototypes provide different benefits or are needed for different reasons. So if you were to ask me, do I need a production ready prototype? I would likely say no. There are certain situations where maybe that's the case, but it's not typical. If you were to ask me if I need a physical prototype, I might say, yeah, it depends a little bit on what you're trying to do. Are you going to be making a video to show how your product works? Do you need to have a physical prototype in order to test whether your product actually does function the way you think it's going to? Well, if that's the case, then yeah, you probably need a physical prototype, but that can be done in a number of different ways. You can do what we call Frankensteining, piecing different types of products together, taking pieces off and piecing them back together, kind of like Frankenstein, to make it work. But oftentimes you really only need a virtual prototype, something that is a 3D rendering of your product to get the finished look of your product across on your sell sheet, and you can let your marketing copy really do the talking and do the selling of the benefits for you. But it really does depend on the product and the marketplace, and my answers are likely going to be as nuanced as the spaces themselves. Beyond that, of course, there are various other methods. There's 3D printing that might be available to create a nice prototype that you can test as well. Maybe it's that you're making your prototypes out of paper, like Stephen Key did at the beginning of his career. Maybe you're making things out of fabric, if it's a pet toy, as an example. Or you're using silicone and making silicone molds, or you're using You're using moldable plastic or foam clay or a variety of other types of materials that are out there. So it really does depend on your budget, your skill set, your time, and the complexities of the market in the companies that you're going to be pitching to. So all those things need to be taken into consideration. Okay, one last question that I'm quickly going to touch on that I often get asked is my marketing material okay? And I fully understand why people want to approach this on a product evaluation call. It's tremendously important. You're going to be pitching this product to companies, and you have one chance to make a great impression, and you certainly want to do that. So what I would tell you about this is that it's important to have compelling marketing material that is short and sweet. And that's pretty much what makes InventRight's approach to marketing our products different. Most people that I see that come to product evaluation calls have put something together based on what they see in the marketplace for products that they're interested in. And often that is like a trifold brochure or a two-page sell sheet. Front and back, if you will. They're trying to give as much information as they possibly can. And we're taking a different approach than that. We want to get across the big benefit of our product, the primary benefits of our product, if there's additional benefits. And we want to give the viewer of that sell sheet the ability to quickly make an evaluation. Is this a right fit for their corporate strategy, for their product line, and so forth. But we don't want to overwhelm them with so much information, because we want them to have to come to us for additional information about that product so that we can start forming a relationship. Because in the end, this is all about relationships. So getting that great marketing material together is tremendously important. And I would tell you that it's the type of thing that typically needs to be worked on multiple times, and ideally with somebody with a skilled eye. To look at that. So there's not a great single answer I can give you there. But hopefully this video has been tremendously helpful to you and is giving you some things to consider as you're going forward with your product. And if you feel like you need additional answers, more specific information, then please book a product evaluation call through InventRight. And I or another terrific coach would be very happy to help you. Okay, thank you very much. If you liked this video, please give it a thumbs up. Of course, subscribe to InventRight Television because inventors should be helping inventors. Thank you.